Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm not quite sure what NFTs are, but I think they mean no fungible trades for the Mavericks. It's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I'm your host, Don Denham. It is good to be back. You can find me on Twitter at Don_Denham. With me today, as always, is my bro host, my fellow Mavs fan for life, Ruben Tomas, a.k.a. Reddit Mavericks. How are you today, sir?
I'm definitely better than the Mavs entry list right now. So
yeah, no kidding. It is looking like a I was gonna say just injury ward.
It's early.
But with us even earlier because he's on a different side of the country, but he is representing us, or he's representing us Texans out in the Sunshine State. Wait, is California the Sunshine State or is that Florida?
Yes, the Golden State.
The Golden State. Okay. Cool. Either way,
there's an entire team named out.
I should know this. Tim Beamer, welcome to the pod, sir.
Don't worry. I made that same mistake like a week before I moved out here when I made an Instagram post that I was moving to the Sunshine State. Also, the reason I'm up so early recording this is because I have to get on a flight, and all three of us actually have to come off the bench for the Mavs tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really hope that at some point they just stop the game and are like, okay, it's overtime. We're just going to have a free throw shooting contest, and that's the only way I'll get on the box score.
You at least have the function of you could take technical free throws for this team.
I think I posted a, which we'll talk about later, because I want to talk about it. So I just had like a thread yesterday where I was just like, I was at my cousin's birthday party, and I was just like, just saw like the injury list, and I was like, okay, let's see what Mavs Twitter can do. Like, what are our best skills as players? Like, I think Dalton Trigg said that he could be like a designated free throw shooter.
So, yeah,
okay, like Jay Rich last year, you know,
like a designated hitter. Yeah, I don't even need to pack a glove.
Yeah, and then who else? I think it's some other ones are just like, yeah, I can, you know, I can scream obscenities at one of the player, you know, one of the players' families, and then get a technical foul. I was like, that's great. Like, this is exactly what we need, the fire we need under this team.
Let's see. Tim, you think you could like kick a camera guy? Like you could be our designated Rodman?
Yeah, absolutely. I also have like six fouls to burn, so that's, you know.
No. Six fouls or one big foul.
If one of you could go stand in the corner by the Mavs bench, I will just hurl a pass to you. And with my accuracy, since it's right in that corner near the Mavs bench, I will hit Mark Cuban right in the face.
That's a valid point. Yeah, that'd be that. Who knows if that may help or hurt our current Mavericks franchise.
I'll basically do it like, oh god, who was it that did it to Harden? Like on quote unquote on accident.
Oh, Giannis.
Giannis
whipped the ball at him like he.
Yeah, I'm just gonna recreate that moment. And since he's a billionaire, I assume that like coins are gonna pop out of him like you're playing Sonic. Like the Deezus Miro Sonic rings.
Yes, I love that shit.
It's just all NFTs, though. So you're just like, ah, what do I do with these?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at like the list of things people said. Birdie said, pretty good at high fives.
Okay.
Cher said, I can serve beer without spilling it on the court. It's a really good skill to have. Istok, which I love Istok. He had a great article this week. Said, for a data nerd, the only suitable thing, cleaning the glass. what else?
Like literally cleaning the glass with like Windex.
Holmes said, "I'm a good motivator, just like Jason Garrett."
The dude knows how to clap.
He does know how to clap. Let's see. Worst ref ever said, "I'm willing to hang up the stripes for a 10-day contract. I can set picks and feed cutters from the post all day."
God, I'm sure that's like one of those that, you know how people, you know, it's like one of those bar discussions where like, do you think you could tackle Derrick, you know, like Derrick Henry or something stupid? Like, I think a more reasonable one's like, do you think you could just actually set an effective pick against an NBA player? Like, I don't think it's like, there's no freaking way. Like, I think also,
I'd be too scared.
I mean, well, what's funny is just that everyone just kind of looks at like, they see the court and they see contextually who is big. You know, they see someone like KP, like, oh, that guy's a big guy. It's just like, listen, Brunson's taller than all of us. Like, he's the
smallest
dude in the court.
The only way I could set an effective pick is if I ran it and somehow the ref didn't see it. If we did it like how you used to tabletop people in the high school hallways.
Right. Just totally.
Get on your hands and knees and then someone run up.
Yeah.
Do it behind somebody and someone runs up and pushes them over you.
The little rascal's defense. I like it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Let's see. Nick said, "I can take careless threes." Mercivan said, "I can do a step back dribble and miss the shot."
when we did like that shoot a single free throw at the end of the game, was it Grant that did a step back?
No, that would be.
Yeah, that was two. Step back, which I don't even know if that's legal.
Like, it's a step back free throw. I feel like that's got to be the name of the pod now, right? Step back free. Yeah.
Let's see. Jim Halpert said, "I got a post up like Kleber, free throw shooting like Luka, rebound like Powell, 3-point shooting like Bullock, layups and lob catches like Willie Cauley-Stein, and knees more durable than KP's."
NBA skills right there.
that's good for like 5 million on the Mavs.
He's like the Megatron of all of Mavs mediocrity. With our powers combined, I am a very hurt person.
Akka posted, he said, "I'm available." And it's a picture of the Tony Snell picture where it's like 0.0 rebounds, 0 everything for 28 minutes.
That's insane.
Oh, man. I don't know, like, man. This game is going to be a slog like most of them have been this season tonight.
We could also stack any of these two followers on top of each other and hand them a broom and they could do the Boban once the ball gets stuck.
Yeah, you know, because Boban goes into how the seizure protocols. I think we're absolutely fucked. Like,
sorry to interrupt, but I think if Squish and I, like if I got on Squish's shoulders... Because he's got a sturdy bait. Like he's former football player. I think that we could collectively set a pick, like an effective
collectively. I love right. that. Just like Voltron.
Exactly.
That sounds like a very Austin like folk guitar band. The Collective Picks.
The Collective Picks.
The Collective Picks.
The Pick Collective.
Fuck, I hate that.
Oh boy, here we go, guys.
We're all Woj bomb?
We have a Woj bomb. The Cleveland Cavaliers have a COVID outbreak on their roster, and fears exist that they will struggle to have the league's minimum 8 players to play versus Atlanta tonight. Sources tell ESPN 5 positive tests this morning as of 55 seconds ago from Woj.
And by the way, Trae Young is also already in protocols as of this morning, so... It's not a good time in the NBA, dude. And right before the Christmas games.
Yeah, Ruben, you had the smartest idea. And this was like a week ago when it actually would have been effective. They should have just shut it down till Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. It would have been like, I know it would have been like the full week. It would have been the full 2 weeks, but it would have been 10 days. And I don't know, man. I just feel like that's enough time to like at least get enough like guys back, you know? And also get time for Luka to heal. You know,
and as of 4 minutes ago, Lakers coach Frank Vogel has entered the health and safety protocols.
Saying like, I think it's something like 80 guys.
Probably helped them at this point.
Right? But I mean, like at this point, 80 people, like 80 players, like staff, whatever, have already been in protocols like as of like last week. And it's like, this is crazy,
dude. NFL's doing it too. I mean, like, I think this is what's coming out when it comes to like the Omicron, whatever, you know, it is one of the more milder strains, but just very, very contagious and just seems to be spreading. And like, but ultimately, like the thing that I'm thankful, like this is now just annoying more than it is like I'm actually concerned about anybody there. Like, I mean, I don't remember the percentage of the NBA that's vaccinated, but it's like at this point, it's like, all right, cool. Yeah. I mean, we got to do our due diligence to, you know, not encouraging the spread, I should say. But, you know, at this point, it's just, yeah, we should be able to just have some flexibility with time in order to really make, put a better product on the court, because I don't think anybody wants to, like there's a reason that G League tickets don't sell that well. I'd rather not see a G League roster at AAC. That's not why we spend the money to go see them.
Yeah. I mean, so looking back on the week, I mean, we did actually better than I thought we were going to do. I thought we were going to go 1-2.
I mean, we beat up two pretty not good teams that have some fun young talent. Like, it's weird. I'm almost jealous of Charlotte and OKC's rosters, just because they've just got fun, weird ideas. I don't know. I like our star player better than all of them, but really, like, I don't know. SGA is so fun to watch. I like that
guy. He's so fun, dude. He's probably gonna stay there for a while, but
oh, of course.
I think OKC's secret plan is to eventually work out enough trades to where they own the entire 2024 NBA draft. Every pick is just the Thunder.
Can't miss. We have every pick.
It'd be funny if they still become all busts, and then everyone's just like, man, maybe we shouldn't value the draft.
You know what? It's funny, because I think Mavs draft, like, he knows kind of, like, almost like a year in advance, like, what the draft is going to, like, not what it's going to look like, but, like, if it's a strong draft or not, based on, like, data and shit like that. So I'm like, sometimes I'll even ask him, like, hey, like, what do you think about this guy that I've heard about, you know? He's like, you know, like, not enough data yet, but,
right.
But yeah, I mean, like, so he won those two games pretty impressively without Luka, like, great. You know, that game against the Lakers, though, was very frustrating.
It's actually pretty easy to just, like, I mean, if you look at the box score, it's probably the most glaring difference. Just like, yeah, we were absolutely ice cold from three, and a undrafted Keanu Reeves shot 83.
Yeah.
And yeah. And because like none of the what do they call them now, 360, because it's Anthony Davis and LeBron and Westbrook's numbers together, like they performed fairly okay. Like I mean, just north of 20 points for pretty much all of them. A triple double from Anthony Davis, just a double double, but still, like it's, you know. Westbrook was, you know, an assist away from a triple double. LeBron didn't actually play all that great, but like it's really looking at just like the shooting numbers. Like it's just they shot 38% from three, even though no one really shot that great aside from Reeves. And then you look at ours and pretty much like, yeah, 27%. That's not going to win a lot of NBA games. It was close. But I don't think the Lakers are a good team right now. They still don't make a whole lot of sense. They're super, super top heavy, obviously. It's pretty common knowledge around the league that they're just a weird roster that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And so we shouldn't lose close games to them even without our best player. Like that's if we're going to pitch that. The Mavericks don't need to change anything. We're doing a lot better than we think we are. You know, Mavs Twitter is super toxic and doesn't like Lakers are. And that's what's frustrating about losing a close game to them. You know, I was less mad about losing to the Wizards than I was about losing to this Lakers team. And I think that's more a statement of just, I just think the Lakers aren't a very good team. And I'll take any chance I can to shit on them.
Fun. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Lakers. Fuck LA. Sorry.
Yeah.
I agree.
But I mean, you know, those are the games. Not really much to take. Again, like last week was weird, or this past week is weird, where it's like we had you know, two games back to back, Monday or Sunday, Monday, then or the game Wednesday. We haven't played a game since, so it's not really too much, really, you know, taking into account. I feel like most of the time the games are, well, like a day apart, basically, for the most part, except for there's these weird, like, weird spots where we just like have like 4 or 5 days off, and it's like, okay, this is not work, you know, it's weird, but yeah, that Laker game was just frustrating because like we could have won it. Obviously the Maxi and KP thing, you know, both of them going for the same rebound.
Yeah, that was a good just abundance of miscommunication that
idea in theory if they had communicated about it, you know, but it didn't seem like there was any like communication between those two. So you know, and then obviously like we lose it in OT over against was it undrafted? Austin Reeves is undrafted? That's fucking crazy.
I'm pretty sure. I think
he's now in COVID protocol, so that's great. So the next games we have, we have like 4 games this week. Holy shit. Tonight, obviously, against Minnesota. Tuesday against Minnesota, so back-to-back. Thursday against Milwaukee, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the Christmas game, which I don't know if it's going to happen anymore, but it's the Christmas game against Utah. And it probably will happen because obviously the NBA needs their revenue, I guess. But
right,
it's gonna be fun seeing it being, you know, Sterling Brown versus I don't know who the fuck is on the Jazz.
So. I mean, this may be just like I'm looking forward to the Josh Green, Frank Ntilikina, and Moses Brown breakout games because they're the only players available for these primetime games.
Yeah,
well, two of those aren't available today.
Yeah, they're both out sick.
Yeah, not with COVID. Not with COVID, though. Just like
illness. Oh, good.
So, which is great because they were also like, you know, doing charity stuff this past week. So that's great. You know, like with little kids. Kids are vectors, dude. Don't like.
Kids are filthy.
Yeah, and just with the lack of depth in two games against Minnesota, I expect their big man to go to towns on us.
Ah, that was a good one. Yeah, because Anthony Edwards is out, I think, with COVID protocol. So. You know,
and that sucks because he's really, really fun.
I love that dude. I was, you know, but also it might be a good time for a Cat to showcase himself for us. So that, you know,
I don't know. I think Cat is very similar to KP, and but I mean that in the sense that he's a pretty passive person. And I think Anthony Edwards has really brought out the best in him, and it's I think what's what was it? I think it was on Simmons and Russillo that they were talking about. Like Anthony Edwards is the alpha that to Towns' beta, and you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense,
and it works great. Like I love that Anthony Edwards doesn't even really like basketball. He's just great at it.
that's like my favorite thing about him is like. He like would say you want to play football instead or like want to do a rap career. And I'm like, that's hilarious. So you're actually like in the top, like, you know, 0.001% of people that are good enough to play in the NBA. Like what the hell? I think that game will be fun tonight. I think these games are going to be interesting. Just kind of see like, you know, just how bad the roster can be, you know? Well,
and this is where I want like, this is where I miss Carlisle because I knew that like, even when certain players were out, we'd at least get some sort of weird creative rotation or like he would always experiment at these times. And I don't know, this is where I really want to see like, all right, does the brain trust of Kidd and Nico and like, and you know, can we do something game plan wise that isn't just, all right, Jalen, go do Luka things. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they just kind of give him the keys to the offense, and it just kind of stagnates. Like, when the son of your offensive galaxy is missing, what do you do?
Yeah, how do you change up the game plan? Yeah,
right. And I don't know. I feel like the offense hasn't been very. It just looks slow and clunky, and I think part of it's because like we don't have a lot of reps without Luka, and we've invested so much in him just kind of saving the offense, and that's where I'm just not very I'm still skeptical of this current coaching staff, and I hope to be proven wrong these next couple of games. I hope they get creative. Like, I'm not necessarily expecting wins. I'm expecting just, oh, did they set up better shots than just, all right, now you go do something.
It's gonna be a fun time. Speaking of fun times, you want to go and get into questions?
Do we have any sponsors this week?
Oh, I do not know. I'm sorry, sponsors. Let me see.
Spotify Green Room.
Something. Let me see.
I just assumed it's Spotify Green Room. Squarespace.
Not Squarespace. No, we haven't had
Squarespace. Yeah, we're not pro enough for Squarespace.
Not yet. Let's see. What day is it?
The 19th?
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's see. It is 19th, yes. All right. yeah, we do have... Okay.
Is it Symbol?
Symbol and... Symbol is mid-roll. My bookie is pre-roll. We have one pre-roll.
Okay. I'll let you take it since I don't have the ad copy in front of me.
All right, let's go.
We have a few pre-rolls laying around somewhere.
They will eventually be legal in Austin.
Hopefully. My bookie has the best odds and props to bet. You can start doubling your initial deposit on the way up to $1,000 using promo code SPORTSHRINK. Let's double your deposit to double your funds, double the excitement for all the games, all the matches that you'll be watching. I'm at my bookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. That's the only. Oh wait, no, we got more.
I did it all for my bookie. My bookie.
Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks, and every time your team wins, you earn cash.
The Mavericks.
Yeah, yes, please.
Hard sell.
Buy low. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your team wins. Join the 7,000 plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbol.com to create a free account, and when you deposit, make sure to use the promo code SD to make your first deposit risk-free. And lastly, Spotify Green Room, which I recently downloaded again. it's a live audio-only sports talk platform, free to download and to use. You can talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders real time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, reacting to the breaking news. So I use it more so now to kind of like jump into rooms or whatever. So I've jumped into Josh Eberle on Twitter. I've jumped into his. I've jumped into like Kirk Series Faces on occasion when they do theirs.
Kirk Series Face group therapy is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's actually a really fun time. I haven't been in a while, but it's been, you know, I need to jump on there. I have the next 2 weeks off, so no reason to get on after a game. It's a cool little app to use. We might start doing stuff on there. Not so sure. It kind of just depends on how we are feeling and all of us, like seriously, like the entire roster of our podcast hosts, which I think now is like there's like seven different guys who can come on this podcast any moment.
Right.
We all have different schedules, unfortunately. So some of us are in school, some of us aren't, some of us, you know, whatever. So I guess we'll just see. So, yep, those are all the ad reads. So let's go and get into questions, guys.
Do it.
Let's see. Let's get into questions. And our first one comes from Kobe Beef on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So he asks, should Dwight Powell moonlight as the Stanford tree?
I think he'd be an effective one.
Which, have you guys seen what this looks like?
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrifying.
It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. there are a few mascots that I remember where I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's rough.
There's like different versions of them, too, which is just like, holy shit.
But you know what? It's still not as scary as, is it Rowdy, the Cowboys, like, mascot? Like, that kind of mascot scares the hell out of me, where it's just like just a big, over cartoony face. Like, if it's human, that's where I don't like mascot. If it's like a pirate or like I don't know,
so
or like
Mouse Man,
or no, Mouse Man I'm perfectly fine with, because I can suspend disbelief that this basketball has become sentient and is doing sick dunks. I have a hard time, or okay, like Champ, you know, little cartoon horse, whatever. Got no problem with that. Phoenix's gorilla still doesn't make any sense, but he's a lot of fun.
It doesn't make any, I don't know why the fuck that's her mascot.
I you gotta imagine that they're just like, crap, we could not afford a sun costume. And just some guy's like, I got an idea, and just put a Phoenix jersey on a gorilla costume and just went off. But yeah,
so like, you guys want to check what I just dropped in the Discord, by the way.
I'm terrified. I don't want to look at this.
He is with the Stanford tree. That is fantastic.
I'm very familiar with.
Oh my God, you are. What the fuck?
Is it made of pot leaves?
It looks stoned out of its mind in person too. Like,
yeah, it's.
What the fuck are you wearing?
That's my red blazer that I usually take to Nebraska games, but I also take to Stanford games. I have an aunt and uncle who are huge fans, and they live up in Mountain View in the Bay Area. And yeah, we try to make at least one Stanford game a year.
It's Man,
that really, is, really that fun.
That is definitely a 2011 ass picture.
Was McCaffrey Stanford?
So that was the Andrew Luck Stanford team. That was the day, yes. The only day College Game Day has ever gone to Palo Alto, I believe.
Neat.
Yeah, so that was the fucking Kesha song, Wake Up and Brush Your Teeth with a Bottle of Jack. That was 6 a.m. at a tailgate. They call the campus the farm, so that was 6 a.m. on the farm. And, man, those students who probably paid some amounts for tuition and put in 80 hours during the week studying, they know how to fucking light it up on those Saturdays. Literally light it up and just that. That solo cup in my hand is probably filled with, I kid you not, just straight Bacardi and ice.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And that's like 8 or 9 a.m. in that picture. It was Jesus nuts.
Like a tailgate pirate. That's awesome.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think Dwight Powell should moonlight as the Stanford tree. Might as well. Yeah. Get some extra coin on his top of his $11 billion a year.
Maybe that was Dwight Powell in that picture. Who knows?
Yeah, they got, the, same, you would not, got the same teeth.
Humble beginnings.
All right, let's see. Gabriel has two questions that aren't related at all. Okay. Would you trade KP for Cat?
I think most of Matt's Twitter would trade KP for an actual house cat right now. So yes, I would also trade him for Cat.
I feel like it's a more lateral move than we think it is. I think a lot of people see it as an upgrade. I see it as I think they have a lot of similar deficiencies. And most of it is personality. And to be perfectly honest, I think like the skills are both, they have comparable skills. I think that Kat is a more present on the inside, but I think KP is a better defender. I think he at least occasionally makes some effort to block some shots. And I don't really think Kat does that.
Not really his game, I feel like.
No, he's usually pretty out. Like, I think there's a reason. Like, I think a lot of people think, like, oh, he was a center drafted first overall. He must be really good at defense. It's like, just check the tape.
I do think it's more of a lateral move. The only thing that would interest me is, like, how available is Kat? Like, how many games will he miss, you know, in a season on average? I think that's like that for me. That's like where I'd be like, hey, actually, you know what? Maybe we should go after him, you know? Because again, availability is the best ability in the NBA. So, in any sport, really.
Kat is a couple years younger, but I just looked it up. They have the exact, like, down to the numbers, the exact same contract that is up. They're both up after the
2024
season.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Neat.
So, there's like, if you're thinking about savings or who's free earlier, they're the exact same. Contract wise.
Let's see. Next, same guys, different question. Who is the most handsome guy on our roster? Which is very funny because my cousin actually responded to this. And his wife said that apparently his wife thinks that Maxi Kleber is a spicy meatball. So I don't know what that
means. Maxi's pretty handsome. You know, I've got some inside information that Reggie Bullock is one of the kindest people that has been on the Mavericks roster. And it was one of the coolest people ever. And I think, you know, personality matters when it comes to attractiveness. And also he has got the weirdest hair. So, and that does something for me. I'll go Reggie.
I got to go to Tim Hardaway Jr.
So, that's his eyes. Got that fierce that frown. Yeah.
When I'm thinking hot, I'm thinking personality.
I think the award for most precision haircut goes to KP, though.
It does.
That thing's always on point.
It has a singular point.
All right, Ray. Let's see.
Next question. I think it's funny now, just scrolling through I just wanted to do this for the Rangers. I think it's hilarious that every single baseball player looks the exact same now.
They do. That's actually true. Unless you're Shohei Ohtani.
Go check the app.
Yeah, the app. That's right. You are right. Let's see. Next question comes from Dave. ¿Cuál es tu caldo favorito? ¿Pozole o menudo?
Lo siento, me hablo gringo español.
And so I was saying, what's your favorite caldo? Pozole? Soup, like Mexican soup.
Sure.
Pozole or menudo? You've had either of those?
I've had menudo, and I'll go with menudo.
My favorite is definitely pozole. That's kind of like my bread and butter at home. Actually, I get that for my birthday every year because my birthday's in December, and then I always like my mom usually makes it like the week after Christmas, so I always have that. And I really don't fuck with menudo. Actually, I don't know, something about it. I can never get into it. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, put either in front of me, and it's going to be gone in about 90 seconds. It's like a time of day thing. So since it's 8:40 a.m. right now, I'd say menudo.
Yeah, that's like it's more of a morning type of food.
It's a breakfast soup.
Yeah, it really is. Don't really like it. Let's see. Luka motherfucking Doncic asks, with 3 exclamation points, asks, what do you prefer, 1 long text message or 5 straight smaller texts?
I prefer that you not text me at all.
I heard that, what was it? The five quick texts is offense, the 1 long text is defense.
that's actually, you know what? Yeah. I definitely prefer, like, if I'm like talk to someone or whatever, like I definitely prefer like the shorter texts. I don't know. Like it almost feels like it's like the same thought, but like in like chunks, and I'm like, okay, cool. You know? I just feel like I process that a little easier. Like I'm one of those guys where like, if I'm reading a book, like I have to like reread like a long paragraph ever so often. Cause I'm like, I'm definitely missing something, you know? So yeah. So guys, got anything to add?
I think we nailed it.
All right. Let's see. Next question is from Jonas. This is actually really topical. Should the NBA cancel the season?
No.
Cancel is very strong, but suspend for a while, yeah, probably.
So, like, they're never going to cancel, like, again. They're never going to, like, suspend for, like, months and months on end, like they did, like, 2 seasons ago now, which is, like, on, like, a year and a half, maybe, ago. Yeah, no, they're not going to cancel. They shouldn't cancel, just because, like, the season's already started. I don't know. I don't know how I'm not even thinking of like American leagues. I'm thinking like how they're doing in Europe and Asia and stuff like that with their, you know, leagues and stuff like that. And no, they shouldn't cancel. They should definitely postpone. Again, as Tim said earlier, you know, I did say they should have suspended like a week ago, you know, gotten postponed a week ago. So that way, like,
everyone could come back. How
about a week ago? Yeah, a week ago. Anyway, so when everybody came back for Christmas, it'd be like a huge deal. Like, they could have really hyped it up, you know, like it would have been a good like marketing thing. I think I'm not a marketing. I was never good at marketing, but I feel like that'd be a good point to be like, hey, like let's make it a huge deal. Like let's really drive up like the advertising and stuff like that for it. But, no. And my suspicion is that they're going to actually postpone after Christmas. I think the NBA is really banking on, you know, the advertising money they're going to get. So I think after Christmas when they're gonna be like, okay, never mind, let's go ahead and take 2 weeks off, you know. Which I think is you know, they should have done it again. They should have done it like, I don't know, like a week and a half ago, but whatever. I don't know if you guys have anything else to add to that.
I just think at this point, it's just a matter of we have to adapt and kind of push through. I hate the two words new normal, but I think we've gotten past the point now, thanks to advances in modern medicine, that the people that are going to face the worst possible consequences of this virus, they have an alternative. And if you've decided that alternative is not, like, then you're taking on that risk. You know, that's up to you. I think we just got to push forward. We got to, like, I hate, I don't like seeing the product of seeing, you know, oops, all bench players on TV. But I mean, I think if that's, we still get to watch pro basketball, I'm still down. I'm ready for just to keep going forward. I don't see a reason to suspend anything unless it's just like, hey, if we could push the season back a week or two and still and have better, a significant better quality in games, I'm good with that. But otherwise, like this, the idea of just like, oh, everyone's safety's at risk, like I don't think that's really the case anymore. You know, prior to the vaccine, prior to having any good treatments, like, you know, listen, people aren't dying from this the way that they were because we know so much more about this, about treatment. And also, I'm just not worried about any of the current players because they're just, you know, statistically speaking, they're probably fine. That's my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Good to add, Tim?
Yeah, no, y'all hit it out there. I agree with everything.
Let's see. Next question comes from Mavs trade season. Yes. Who is the realistic trade target for the Mavs?
I've looked into this a little bit, and I don't think it's any big stars.
Oh wow, we did research this time.
And by that I mean I looked at an article.
Yeah.
So the main thing that came up was like the December 15th. So anyone that was newly signed who's now trade eligible. And like a lot of it are people that like we just don't have shots at because they're either performing really well on their new team or they're going to still figure out what to do with it. Like they're going to have more patience with a new addition than they do, you know, someone that hasn't been working out. So like of all, like I've got five players here that I would love to see in a Mavs jersey because I think that they would be obtainable. This is in no particular order, but I thought Will Barton is someone like it could bring a toughness to us here. Otto Porter or Bielitsa, I just like both of those players, and I thought that would be interesting role player mix-up if we were to somehow acquire either of those two. But again, Golden State's, you know, number one standing in a time that no one thought they were going to be, so I don't see that as being realistic. Bobby Portis is available for trade. I thought that would be a fun, you know, kind of tweener, low post presence kind of guy, a good energy guy. After the finals run, I really fell in love with Bobby Portis and his just demeanor and his work ethic. And I think that tends to rub off on other people. But again, Milwaukee's doing really well, so I doubt that they would really shake that up. And my favorite possibility is the Gorgeous Dong is available now.
Yes. Gorgie Dang.
Yeah.
Gorgie Dang, however you say his name.
Yeah. No, I said it right the first time. Gorgeous Dong is now available from the Atlanta Hawks, and they're not performing that well, so I think he's very available.
I hope you know that if we end up getting him, that's all we're going to call him.
Oh, no, yeah, no, it'll be great. And I mean, to be honest, I think also just, you know, basketball fit wise, you know, he's always been kind of he's just very skilled in a lot of different ways. Like he's kind of like a C+ B minus in a lot of different areas. And that's why.
Tim McMahon just said Josh Green has entered NBA's health and safety protocols.
Oh,
so he's out.
He's out.
But remember, he said that they were sick yesterday. So.
Oh, I see. Well,
yeah. Gosh. Great.
Neat.
We gotta put KP and Luka into a fucking COVID free bubble for the next couple of days.
Let's just force them to have a sleepover together. Like actually have some bonding time.
Yeah. God damn it. Okay, yeah, so that's great. Breaking news. Like that's
definitely what I want to hear.
That's what I want to hear on a fucking Sunday, you know, on Sunday morning.
It's probably fine.
It is, but I'm saying, God damn it. Like, they're probably, you know.
I know.
That's been the league's stance on this since the pandemic started. It's probably fine.
It's probably, yeah, don't worry about it. I think also this, like, the bubble was such a traumatic experience for so many players. They're just like, we're never doing that again.
Yeah, and obviously, like, the NBA lost so much money, like, doing it, so.
Yeah.
That's whatever. Yeah. All right, let's see. Last question is actually from Kobe Beef again. Sorry, Doyle. If the podcast was an NFT, would Cuban buy it?
Probably not.
We've been pretty critical of Cuban the past couple, I think this entire season. So,
last time, you know, I was on the podcast, I said I'd flagrant to him in a one-on-one game. In this podcast, I said I'd Giannis to Harden, hit him in the face with a basketball. I don't think he's buying that.
Yeah, I don't think if he's buying it, it's to shut us up forever. Which
I think for those reasons, he's out.
Which I'll set my price and everything. Fucking asshole. Fuck you.
Shark Cuban at it again.
Jesus, yeah. All right. Well, those are all the questions, guys.
Yeah. I think we got it. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening, and thank you to everybody that sent us a question. We're always happy to answer those questions on the pod. Special thanks to Tim Beamer, who waking up early in order to join us in our chaotic good approach to the Dallas Mavericks season. For Ruben Tomas, I've been Don Denham, and this is the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Enjoy the rest of your week. Check us out at MFFL.com.
Later, guys.
Take it easy.
Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gonna buy an NFT to get Mark Cuban's attention.